Reina, what inspires you to share your experiences in your memoir, The Distance Between Us?
Well, one of the things that I really wanted to do was to inspire young people to pursue their own dreams. One of the great things about being a published author is that I get to visit a lot of schools and meet a lot of young kids, teenagers, college students. So I wanted to give them a story that would inspire them. And a lot of the times when I go into these schools to talk to students, I share my own personal experiences. And they will always tell me, when are you going to write your book? When are you going to write a book about your life? So I decided to do it and just give them a book that they can read and be inspired by.
And what a story that is, too. At the very beginning, you start with your mom leaving you and your brother and sister in the poorest part of Mexico. Tell me, please, what happens from there?
Yeah, well, the story begins in 1980, 2 years after my own father had already left to the U.S. And it starts with my mother dropping me and my siblings off at my grandmother's house. And when she leaves, it was quite devastating because, you know, my father left when I was two, so I didn't really remember him leaving. But I remember when my mother left, and it was very painful to lose her as well. And the sad part was that my siblings and I were left behind in the care of relatives that didn't really want us in their home. So we spent a lot of times just feeling unwanted and unloved by our parents. And back then, I didn't really understand that they had left because they wanted to give me something better. A lot of times I felt that they had left because they hadn't loved me enough to stay with me. So I would say that my childhood was defined by my parents' absence, and it was a struggle to hold on to the hope that one day they would come back and that they wouldn't forget us. And eventually, of course, they did return, but they were very different people by then.
Different in what ways?
Well, my mother had changed a lot when she came back because she had a really bad experience here in the U.S., and ironically, you know, one of the reasons why she left us in Mexico to come here to join my father was because she wanted to save her marriage, and she wasn't able to. My father left her for another woman when she was already here, and when she came back to Mexico to us, she was very heartbroken and definitely not the same mother who had left. And then when my father came back in 1985, you know, everything had already changed. My family was no longer together, and he had a new wife, and he didn't want to come back to Mexico after all because the economy was really bad, so he wanted to stay here in the U.S. And when we came to live with him, it was very difficult because, you know, for the 8 years that he was gone, we had kind of put him up on a pedestal in a way. We had romanticized the absent father. And when we came here to live with him, we realized that he was not that father we had fantasized about. And he was dealing with a lot of issues, and especially he was dealing with alcoholism, and he had a very violent temper that we kind of had to deal with, and just a lot of things that were happening that were beyond our control, but that made it very hard for us to overcome the separation that immigration had created in our family.
In the midst of all that you had to deal with, what do you consider some of the most important things that happened for you that pointed you on your path towards becoming a writer?
Well, definitely. I mean, the most important thing that happened to me was that I went to Pasadena City College. Yay! Because that is where I met my mentor, Professor Diana Savas, who's still a teacher there. And I met Diana in 1994 when I enrolled at PCC. And when I met Diana, things were getting pretty much out of control at home. And there came a point when my father was arrested for spousal abuse. And I went to Diana's office to look for her, to ask for advice, because I was 19 years old. My father was in jail. My whole family had broken up, and I was all alone, and I didn't know what to do. So I went to look for her, and Diana said, come live with me. And she took me into her home, and she gave me a place that was safe, that was free of violence. that, you know, and while I was living with her, she was the one who started to encourage me to become a writer. She was the first person that ever told me that I was a good writer and that I had talent. And she was also the first person to give me my very first book that I could keep with me. And she was also the first to introduce me to Latino literature. So she gave me a lot of books written by Latina writers while I lived with her. And, you know, she would tell me, if Sandra Cisneros can do it, you can do it. If Isabel Allende can do it, you can do it. And she was really that one person that I could count on that guided me during that time when I needed guidance. She was the one that helped me out with my college applications and who helped me with everything that I needed help with. So I would say that Diana's the reason why I ended up becoming a writer, because she gave me confidence in my writing and she gave me some really good advice in terms of, you know, how to do it, what school I should go to. And one of the best things about having Diana in my life is that she's been the one person that I call whenever great things happened to me. You know, when I sold my first book, I called her to tell her. When I met Sandra Cisneros for the first time, I called Diana and told her. And I've been able to share a lot of the things that have happened to me with her. So it's great having someone to share those things with.
What was the book she gave you?
She gave me The Mops and Other Stories by Elena Maria Viramontes. And that was my birthday present. And it was my first book because I really love to read and I was always reading, but I was borrowing books from the public library and we didn't have books at home and I never had a book of my own. And she gave that to me. And then afterwards, you know, she started to give me more books and more books. So that was really a wonderful gift.
And with her telling you, yes, you can do this, yes, you can be a writer, was there one definitive moment that you actually accepted it and said, yeah, I can be a writer?
Well, I think it was that night, the first night that I stayed at her house, she gave me The House on Mango Street. And when I read that book and I saw, you know, my own experiences in that book, I think that was when the idea began to really take shape. When it really hit me, when she told me that I should be a writer, when I read that book, I understood why she was telling me that.